Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Overcome Overthinking and Anxiety in Your Relationship by Robert J. Charles is a practical relationship self-help guide focused on the way anxiety, rumination, and misinterpretation can weaken romantic partnerships. Published under ASIN B5YJ8V, the book is positioned for couples and individuals who struggle with recurring doubts, tense conversations, and conflict patterns that feel larger than the immediate issue. Rather than treating relationship problems only as communication failures, it links them to internal mental habits such as excessive analysis, fear-based assumptions, and emotional reactivity. Its purpose is practical, rather than theoretical, to help readers notice anxious thought cycles, communicate more clearly, address disagreements with less escalation, and build a healthier marriage or long-term partnership. Available information presents the book as accessible and action-oriented, with advice intended to be easy to apply in ordinary relationship situations. Its central value lies in connecting personal anxiety management with everyday relational repair. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how overthinking turns uncertainty into relationship tension. A central concern of the book is the way overthinking converts ordinary uncertainty into emotional strain. In relationships, not every delayed reply, change in tone, or disagreement carries a hidden meaning, but anxious rumination can make neutral events feel threatening. The book addresses this pattern by encouraging readers to recognize when their interpretation of a situation is being shaped more by fear than by evidence. This is important because overthinking often produces a feedback loop. A person feels anxious, searches for reassurance, reads the partner defensively, and then reacts in a way that creates the very distance they feared. By framing overthinking as a relational behavior rather than merely a private mental habit, the guide makes the issue concrete. The practical implication is that reducing rumination is not only about feeling calmer, it also helps prevent unnecessary accusations, repeated questioning, and emotional withdrawal. This topic gives the book its organizing logic, because healthier communication and conflict resolution depend first on interrupting the anxious assumptions that distort perception. Secondly, communication as a tool for reducing anxiety-driven misinterpretation. The book places strong emphasis on communication because anxiety often thrives where meaning is unclear. When partners do not express needs, fears, or boundaries directly, the anxious mind tends to fill the gap with speculation. Robert J. Charles presents communication not simply as talking more, but as a way to reduce misinterpretation and emotional guesswork. The relevant skill is learning to describe feelings and concerns without converting them into blame. For example, a reader is encouraged to identify the underlying worry behind a reaction rather than focusing only on the partner's behavior. This matters because many relationship conflicts become repetitive when the surface argument hides a deeper need for reassurance, respect, consistency, or emotional safety. The guide's practical orientation is visible in its focus on everyday conversations rather than abstract relationship ideals. Its communication approach is valuable because it treats clarity as a stabilizing force when partners understand what is being asked, feared, or misunderstood. They have a better chance of responding constructively instead of defensively. Thirdly, conflict resolution through awareness of emotional triggers. Another important theme is the connection between conflict and emotional triggers. The book recognizes that many arguments are intensified by anxiety before the actual issue is fully understood. A disagreement about plans, attention, chores, or tone can quickly become a larger argument about commitment, rejection, or trust if one partner is already primed to expect harm. The guide's value lies in encouraging readers to slow down this escalation. Rather than treating conflict as proof that the relationship is failing, it frames conflict as a moment that requires self-awareness, clearer expression, and better timing. This is a practical distinction because anxious partners may seek immediate resolution at the exact moment when both people are least able to listen well. By focusing on triggers, the book directs attention to patterns that repeat across different disputes. The benefit is not that conflict disappears, but that partners can learn to separate the current problem from accumulated fear. This makes problem solving more specific, less personal, and less likely to become a cycle of attack and defense. Fourthly, building emotional resilience within a romantic partnership. The book does not treat a healthy relationship as the result of perfect agreement or constant reassurance. Its broader aim is to help readers build emotional resilience, meaning the ability to remain connected while managing discomfort, doubt, and disagreement. This is especially relevant for people who rely heavily on a partner's immediate response to regulate their own anxiety. A relationship can become strained when one person repeatedly seeks certainty and the other feels pressured, misunderstood, or emotionally exhausted. By linking personal emotional habits with shared relationship health, the guide suggests that each partner's capacity for self-regulation affects the stability of the couple. This perspective is useful because it avoids placing the entire burden on one conversation technique or one partner's behavior. Emotional resilience includes recognizing anxious patterns, pausing before reacting, communicating needs with proportion, and allowing room for repair after conflict. The distinctive point is that lasting connection depends on both closeness and internal steadiness. The book therefore frames personal growth and relationship improvement as interdependent rather than separate goals. Lastly, a practical format aimed at couples and individuals alike, available descriptions present the book as a practical guide suitable both for couples and for individuals who want to improve their relationship patterns. This matters because anxiety and overthinking are not always addressed jointly. One partner may be reading alone, trying to understand their reactions before discussing them with the other person. The book's accessible positioning allows it to function as a starting point for self-reflection, as well as a shared resource for couples who want a common language for recurring problems. Its usefulness appears to come from focusing on recognizable situations rather than specialized theory. Readers are directed toward applicable tools for communication, conflict management, and emotional connection, which makes the book more approachable than academic treatments of attachment, anxiety, or marital dynamics. At the same time, its scope should be understood realistically. It is a self-help guide, not a substitute for therapy in relationships involving severe anxiety, abuse, coercion, or entrenched trauma. Its best use is for readers facing common but disruptive patterns of worry, misunderstanding, and repeated conflict. In conclusion, Overcome Overthinking and Anxiety in Your Relationship is best suited for readers who recognize that their relationship problems are intensified by worry, repeated analysis, and fear-based interpretation. It is especially relevant for couples who argue in circles, individuals who often seek reassurance, and partners who want to communicate concerns without turning every uncertainty into a conflict. The practical benefit is that it links internal anxiety management with outward relationship skills, showing why clearer communication and calmer conflict resolution require attention to thought patterns as well as behavior. Intellectually, the book offers a useful framework for seeing overthinking as a relational force. Private rumination can shape tone, timing, assumptions, and reactions. Compared with many relationship books that focus broadly on love, compatibility, or communication rules, this guide stands out by concentrating on the specific intersection of anxiety and partnership. Its category position is practical and accessible rather than clinical or research-heavy, which makes it a reasonable entry point for readers who want usable guidance without dense theory. Its limitation is that it should not be treated as professional treatment for severe relational distress, but within ordinary relationship challenges. But it provides a focused way to understand and reduce patterns that commonly damage trust, patience, and emotional closeness. If you would like to support Robert J. Charles, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.